Doris and Rio Hamilton alleged that after they consulted lawyer Carolyn Banks, she proceeded, without telling them, to have Ms. Hamilton declared mentally incompetent and advocate services appointed to take over her life. Thereafter, advocates would make all her decisions, including banning her son, Rio, from the house they owned together. Kesey and Larry Davis would understand how the Hamiltons feel. Kesey's power of attorney got worried about Kesey's deteriorating cognitive abilities and reported that. Soon, advocates controlled her life, vilifying her beloved stepson, Larry. Banks was appointed Kesey's lawyer. Over Banks's strong opposition, Judge Martin ordered that Kesey be transferred to California near Larry. Even after that order, advocates and Banks fought the transfer for another year. A year of the family paying advocates' fees and two sets of legal fees, Larry's from trying to free Kesey, and what Banks's large law firm charged Kesey to fight against what Kesey and Larry wanted. Go figure. I recognize that sometimes someone needs to intervene when old folks go off the rails mentally. But these cases, and others folks have told me about, make me wonder if advocates habitually fight to stay on these cases when no longer needed. People allege that advocates' mode is to isolate the people they're responsible for. And it sure seems as if advocates get bitterly at odds with families or friends when maybe that's not necessary. The owner of another agency told me her company did everything possible to turn over control quickly to family or friends, as long as someone competent and honest was willing to take on the responsibility. That makes sense, both emotionally and financially. But advocates' default mode seems to be to fight for their turf. The Hamiltons allege that Banks and advocates, quote, have demonstrated a pattern of exploitation of the elderly, unquote. Newspapers quoted a lawyer for Kesey Davis as saying that the fight to keep Kesey in Cruces was, quote, because of the vested interest of advocate services, end quote. One lawyer with first-hand experience with advocates said he'd like to see the firm shut down, although there's a shortage of such businesses here. The POA who called for help with Kesey offered to withdraw the petition once he met Larry and supported moving Kesey to California. In the Goldberg case, the well-meaning friend who called Banks regretted it and was appalled by how Advocate Services conducted its business. Rio and Doris Hamilton regret consulting Banks, and Doris's appointed lawyer, David Lutz, has stipulated to Rio replacing advocates as his mother's guardian, but that hasn't happened yet. I'm sure these folks started with great intentions and do some good, but even professionals don't always know what's right. Maybe sometimes our expertise gets in the way of seeing clearly into human hearts.